You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dictionary.com does this thing. They like to make the... Dictionary.com...
I like all the things that they're putting in this year.
But the thing is, I don't... Dictionary.com to me is kind of a...
A dictionary online?
Yeah.
What? Like, it's a dictionary. Are you snobby about your dictionaries?
I actually am.
It's no Webster's.
Well,
I guarantee you it has every single word Webster's does.
Well, the problem is it has way more. Like, they'll just put anything.
So it's better than Webster's.
If one person in one town spills coffee on themselves and says, oh, black moth.
What did you just say?
Then dictionary.com will say, let's put black moth in because that one person said it.
I like all the silly ones they're putting in this time. Like, I don't care about the other, you know, 5G's in there. Okay, great.
So they put side hustle in.
They put
the word zaddy. I had to look up zaddy. It's an attractive man who's also stylish, charming, and self-confident. In other words, I already know what that was, though. Just put a picture of George Clooney in there, right?
Every time I look in the mirror.
Yeah, man. And how could it be so long to put y'all in the dictionary? Like, what took so long for y'all? Hey, y'all.
Y'all.
They put some, what they say is here, they Jeremy, that they formalized some curse words so that they've added S show, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Oh, I know.
And A-hat.
Yep. Two of my favorites.
I say both of those a lot.
I like the A-hat. It's such a fun cuss word.
It's fun and descriptive at the same time.
Yeah.
If you want to go one step up over tool, if you're going to call a guy a tool, it's one thing.
Yes.
If you bump him up to a hat, then...
Let me look up and make sure I can say the one. Yeah, this is fine.
You sure?
The ones my kids keep saying. Yeah. It's a dim-witted, silly, or foolish person. They keep calling everything like, he's a dingus, she's a dingus. And they don't even know what it. They're just spouting off dingus. They pick
it's a fun
dingus.
Word to say.
That is a fun word to say. We're like, do you know what that means? They're like, no. But that so and so's a dingus. I like the other silly ones on there. Oof, you know, like when you get punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
Silver Fox, which is a good-looking older guy with the the gray.
Again, that's been around for a million years.
Well, is it in Webster's? I don't know, Dom. I don't know. And Veet, which is hair removal, which is what you need. Oh, and snacks on there. Snack, you know, like, she is a snack. Ooh, that boy is a snack. Like a sexy person.
Yeah.
Not burf block or whatever you said. That's not in there.
Blef moth. Bleck moth. I just invented it. Put it in the dictionary. Dictionary.com would say, okay.
Let's put it in.
I am a dictionary snob. I won't deny it.
That's weird.
What else is trending?
A couple big things today. Number one, it is National Junk Food Day, celebrated every year on the 21st.
Okay.
It's an excuse to just eat junk food all day, I guess, whatever. And then it's perfect because this also falls on National Junk Food Day. It's National Hot Dog Day. And somebody looked into the states that love hot dogs the most using data from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
How'd you like to be on that board?
I would like it a lot, honestly. really, on a commercial break, I'm going to dig a little deeper into the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council and see how you get joined up with that. I want to be a part of it. So they listed a bunch of states where they like hot dogs. Who cares? The biggest news here is that Americans consume 7 billion hot dogs between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Hmm. What do you think's the best topping?
Well, I'm a mustard guy.
That's it. Mustard, man. The most
mustard,
popular topping.
I'll do a little bit of sweet relish sometimes, but I like to put the... if you're going to go get a Rocky Dog at Coors Field, if you can find those carts that have the upscale topping things, so instead of just mustard and ketchup and relish, they put all this stuff out, like chili and a queso and hot peppers.
Gold flakes.
Yeah, it's up on the club level for sure.
Well, and most people aren't going to see that condiment cart then, Dom. High rolling Dom.
I'm up there with my good dictionary and my high-end condiments.
Your little tongs.
No, they have somebody do it for you.
Oh, do they?
And then they wipe your mouth and get all the mustard off.
More jalapenos, Mr. Tester. Mm-hmm.
Somebody will come down to my seat, and they'll have like a wet little wet
I
wipe.
I see you have dribbled, sir. Let me
clean
down.
Clean around the edges of my mouth. And I say, thank you.
Okay. Goodbye,
here's
Jeeves.
Here's a little something. Go get something nice for yourself.
Yeah.
That's
most
my
people
life.
Are going to experience that.
That's my life on the club level.
Speaking of the condiments, this little follow-up to the story about hot dogs, really hard-hitting news here. Talking about how you put your condiments on, and I have just started doing this, putting the condiment down before you put the wiener in the bun.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
I am just strictly yellow mustard and dill relish on my hot dogs. That's all I put on them.
Sure.
And I will put the mustard on the bun first and then put the hot dog in and then put relish on top. Just because if there is a dripping situation, I don't want the mustard coming off the top and onto my pants. Because that's hard to get out.
A good way to do it is above and below.
No, nah, that's too much. That's over. That's OM.
The relish underneath with a little bit of mustard and then just one line of mustard along the top.
Living dangerously. I don't know. We were laughing at this story this morning. It's the best Bobs in history. Do you have this pulled up, Dom?
Bob Barker, maybe?
Bob Barker's number two on the list.
Who's number one?
Bob Marley, the singer. Number three should have been number one. Bob Ross, Happy Trees. Bob Saget is I'm scrolling through. Bob Saget's not on the list.
I think we should do this list for Rattle Off.
Ooh, I hope you were listening.
Five famous Bobs.
Bob Hope's not on here either.
Well,
this
most
list
people,
is crap.
You got kids got
like
Google.
The club level. Nobody knows.
People got to Google Bob Hope these days.
I know. Let's see what else is on here. Oh, the Style Prime. Real quick, let's talk about this study looking at men's style and finding out that men hit their style prime at the age of 30. 30 years old, that's when you be looking good.
So they say before that, guys are going through something like five different, quote, looks. And
correct.
I'm hard-pressed to find any 30-year-old guy who has changed his look five times. Sorry. They look the same as they did in high school.
By 30?
They're just starting
to change. I changed a couple times by 30. I'm the most with it dressing right now. I look back at my 20s and 30s, I'm like, ugh.
Well, how do you explain today, then?
Yeah. Poor zing.
With your John Deere cap or whatever.
No, it's Cabela's.
Stylish, man.
Come on. This is morning radio. Nobody's in the office. I'm throwing a hat on. You know who's really a stylish dude? Nobody's going to know this person, but we work with him. One of our bosses, Dave Tepper. How old do you think Tepper is? 50s? 50? I'm going to have to ask him.
Want me to text him?
That dude is, he's got it together. He's just a cool, hip-looking guy.
I don't think he likes me that much.
He can't stand you.
That's probably true.
But he's a good-looking dude, and the way he wears his ball caps with the flat brim, and he's got this Colorado look to him. I strive to look like Dave Tepper, man.
Here, we're talking about
you. We should post a picture of him later.
How old are you?
He's like, Dom, I hate you.
Like, I don't like Dom.
I don't like Dom. Let me reply to Jeremy. real quick, here's your Fat America. Reply
right
to Jeremy. Here's your Fat America. Good news for Sam's Club members. They're going to be the exclusive retailer for the brand new Cinnamon Toast Crunch Popcorn, which sounds just so dreamy.
Yeah, I would,
sounds
I would
tasty.
Definitely have that.
So, Sam's Club, Fat America. All right, let's do clickbait.
Okay.
Clickbait.
It's so stupid today. Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. What if you were to peel open a banana and there were two bananas in there? What?
How do they fit? How do you
fit
two?
I don't know, Dom. It's a magic banana. I have a double barrel banana.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
The double barrel banana is on our Facebook page. You peel it open and there was two bananas in there. How could you not click on that today? It's on our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.